Hello, world. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Welcome to Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we are not simulcasting today. The app on startup just immediately shuts down.
Oh, no.
It says no.
Were you not careful? You need to be careful, and you need to know the password.
I would shut it off and wait 10 seconds and then turn it back on, but it's doing it itself.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, anyway, welcome our radio and app listening listeners. Boy, I have some heavy mom-infused stories, too. She's going to be missing out on this, yeah.
Your
so
mom.
Sad.
Mainly that Temu and Shein have now issued notice to all American customers saying that tariff charges will be passed on to them, and in some cases the added fees are even higher than the price of the knockoff item that they choose to buy. So that's coming. And then when it comes to the Amazon tariff world, well, first of all, UPS said they're cutting about 20,000 jobs, shut down 70 distribution centers because they're trimming down their Amazon business. They looked at Bezos and said, you're going to deliver your own stuff from here on out. We're out. But there is Amazon that says initially yesterday they were going to itemize the price surcharges from tariffs as a separate line next to the tax so you see it when you're checking out. Other online retailers doing that. Well, reports are the White House freaked out, called it a hostile and political act that Trump called Bezos. And now Amazon, as of this morning, says, quote, it was never approved and is not going to happen.
MAGA.
So, yeah, there are a few stories going around about this. Some apparently the spin is that one retailer was doing it. And then it just got out of control. I mean, who knows? But with that being said, I think a lot of people do look for American-made products.
See, I just don't want them to put it on there because when you're buying on Amazon, you don't care about the price. You're just clicking to buy.
I know.
Just give me my stuff.
So the conclave about to meet up, decide the next leader of the Roman Catholic Church. And one actress is truly a star among stars. Her name is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Says she actually met the late Pope Francis, where they had a nice little chat about one of the best things in life. Humor.
I did meet the Pope, and he spoke about comedy and the spirituality of comedy, which I think you might find a little interesting. And then, and he was talking about that there's, he said there's laughter in the Bible.
Is there?
Is there? I don't know. I don't know where the jokes were, but and he talked about how comedy can, you know, bring people together, and it's okay to laugh at God. He actually said that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Maybe it's that God has a sense of humor kind of thing. Like, if you want to make him laugh, tell him your plan.
He might like the Pope jokes that we have. I'm not laughing at him, though. That's not going to happen here. Boy, my mom's also going to miss out on Shaboozy news.
What? Shaboozy.
It was announced he'll be at Billy Bob Shaboozy October 9th, and he's launched his first ever headlining tour. That'll be a part of it. And then it was a perfect confluence of events. Happened at Stagecoach Festival up north this past weekend, where Shaboozy joined up with Guy Fieri in a culinary competition.
Ooh.
It was a baked potato barbecue competition.
Baked potatoes.
And the third participant, it was Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
You had both Shaboozy!
Shaboozy.
And Jelly Roll!
Jelly Roll!
And a Fieri all in the same place. It is the Bermuda Triangle of Not Necessarily the News.
Shaboozy. That's all you need.
Jelly Roll!
Maybe that's where your mom is.
By
She's
the way,
still recovering.
Jelly Roll won. He won the competition.
Did you get a recipe?
I just can't believe this. And I can't believe we weren't there. This has got to be one of the signs, right? Ask the Pope.
So big drama this week as friends say Meghan Markle still using that Her Royal Highness brand on her personal stationery and other things, despite leaving that uptight life behind for a simple existence in a $100 million home in California. Now, some say the late Queen Elizabeth II would have been mortified about all this, and one guy has a big plan to switch it all up. That would be Prince William, who cannot stand his sister-in-law and despises her with, quote, every bone in his body. Apparently, Meghan also breaking the rules by using the HRH for commercial purposes.
I think
it's almost like she's tacky.
I think we could simplify her life even more and just go away. Just go away.
There's that.
So with the ban on all the artificial dyes and all that coming from RFK and the like, Pepsi Company, who owns a lot more than we think, said yesterday that they're going to remove artificial ingredients from many of their popular foods, Lay's, Tostitos, by the end of the year. In fact, they over there, Pepsi, said that 60% of their products don't have any and that they're going to take it next out of the chips right there, the Lay's and Tostitos. No color and food dyes and stuff.
So what? How is there color in Lay's? There's like, it's just like the potato and salt.
They add orange and yellow to give it that color.
Did you just make that up?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a bag of grays by the time it comes around in the fall.
Yeah, you're very concerned about this, about what your food is going to be looking like. So good news for gals. Just want a Chardonnay all day. A new study shows that drinking champagne and white wine can resist the risk of sudden cardiac arrest. The grapes contain high levels of polyphenols, which is good for that cardiovascular system. And the researcher in charge says it's very, very exciting. And I think he speaks for all of this because this is the first time to prove that champagne has this type of effect on your heart and lung function.
See, I think you made that up.
Heather Lee.
I think I'm safe.
We hear about libraries getting books back, returned after, you know, many, many years now. But a Jumanji book was mailed back to a school library along with $40. Ooh. It was supposed to be returned back within 5 days, but somebody kept it for nearly 16,000 days. 43 years they had this Jumanji book, and now some student detectives are trying to figure out the anonymous person who returned it just for fun. What if for 43 years they were trapped actually in the Jumanji book that finally just got out?
Yeah, what about them?
And then finally, 5-Hour Energy announced they will release a caffeinated hot sauce.
Oh.
So if you ever wanted a way to ruin both your sleep schedule and your digestive system in one single swoop, here you go. Heartburn and heart palpitations in a convenient squirt.
Yummy!
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Shaboosie.